On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, audio software, splitting HDMI, free software, and more. Hi, everyone, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the weekly show where I answer your church tech questions live on the air, and I just love doing it. So if you have any questions, comments, etc., head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact and leave them there. If you're watching the video, you can always leave your questions underneath each of these videos, and that's perfectly fine whether you're on YouTube or over on my website, trinitydigitalmedia.com. If you're on Twitter, you might know that I did kind of write the book on Twitter. And so, well, Twitter for churches at least. And so I've got a Twitter account that's Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanCliff. So I've got all kinds of fun questions for you today, starting with this one. Nick over on Twitter asked me something like, I couldn't find his exact quote, so this might not be verbatim, but it's basically, what audio editing software should I use? I've tried most of the free stuff, but I'm looking for something more powerful. Well, of course, you know that Audacity is kind of the standard for podcasters because it's free. If you're on a Mac, then GarageBand is another free alternative, but you said you wanted something more powerful. So Pro Tools is basically the industry standard. Adobe Audition has a lot of adherents that really like it. Some people, and later on in our discussion I found out you're one of these people, that decided that they didn't like Adobe anymore once Adobe went to the cloud subscription model, and I can understand that. It's very disconcerting to go from I own my software to I'm renting my software. Even if the money makes a little bit more sense in the rental model, still a bit disconcerting to know that after you've paid for it for 2 years, you still have to keep paying for it. So I get that. You mentioned going with, I think you said Sony Acid, and that's a perfectly legitimate choice as well. So I think that those three are the ones that come to mind immediately. I'm primarily a video guy, so I don't do like music video, audio mixing, stuff that requires really heavy lifting. I don't do that. So I don't use Pro Tools, I don't use Audition. Basically, I use the built-in audio tools that are part of the video editing software that I use. So I really need to get a little bit better at normalization. I need to get a little bit better at compression. But for what I do, most of the time, that would be adequate. And I'm considering getting an outboard compressor limiter gate to help with that. So I hope that helps you. Next, we have Justin Leaf, who asked this on the Church Tech community on Google+. He says, okay, here goes. Mac Mini, brand new. Thunderbolt, going to DVI for main user screen. HDMI, how does one run two LCD HDMI screens off of one HDMI port? Well, so on that particular Mac Mini, there are actually a couple of Thunderbolts, so you could mirror that. But that may or may not give you the solution that you want. And if you've been watching the shows all week, you might know that I just got this from Kramer. So here, yep, there's the box. And this is exactly what I would recommend to you. I need it for some stuff that I'm planning in the future. And this is an HDMI DA. So if we look at this, you'll notice it's not focusing on the webcam, but you've got one HDMI input and two HDMI outputs here. So this is maybe what you're considering as a splitter. It's not a splitter. A splitter is passive. This is active. It amplifies and then splits. So each output signal equals the input signal. And with HDMI especially, the two-way handshake is super important. If the signal gets to your destination, but there's no signal coming back to say, hey, I'm a legitimate source, then HDMI just doesn't work. So that's very important. And on this particular unit, it has a switch where you can say, hey, send that handshake from port number one, send it from port number two, or send it from both. And so I would recommend something like this Kramer DA. This model is VM-2HXL. And these run about $100, $112, I think I saw on B&H. So that is what I would recommend. Don't just get a passive splitter. If you were doing VGA, you might be able to get by with a passive splitter for splitting it in half, but the moment you need three or four or more, you absolutely need a DA. And I talked about DAs yesterday on the Technobabble show, which I'll include a link in the show notes for. Okay, Sandeep Kumar on Church Tech on Google+. Guys, I need good editing software, free sources for my fellowship ministry. Also, I need live telecasting with free open sources. Please suggest me. So, I asked if free was adequate or if he needed open source, and he said he needed both. I'm not familiar with live encoding software that is free and open source. So that is something that might be a gap. It seems like there was something, but I wasn't terribly impressed with it. For free, I'd go with Flash Media Live Encoder. That's very basic, but it does what most people need. For video editing, Jashaka, or there's another one that I'm blanking on. Let's see if I still have that open, because I commented on this, and I do not have it open. So that's no good. So Jashaka and this other piece of software are really good choices. So I would consider those as alternatives for what you're doing from an editing standpoint. Next, Rajiv Harris on churchmedia.net asks, hi, I have ProPresenter 5 and Livestream Producer installed in the same PC, a Dell Octoplex. Okay, I'll mention that in a second. Our aim is to use ProPresenter to mix the video and lyrics and directly feed the video output to Livestream, which is installed on the same PC. I'm not sure whether this is possible. Please advise me on this. Thanks, Rajiv. I think it is possible. I think you didn't say even the model number of the Dell Optiplex. You're going to need something really beefy to do what I'm about to suggest. So it is possible to have to basically convert a video output to something that looks like a USB camera. And you can do that with, let me do a real quick search here, because is it Minicam. So it's software called Minicam, and it basically captures the screen and turns that into what looks to most software like a USB web camera. So you could do that. Here's the problem. ProPresenter is a beefy piece of software. Livestream producer is a beefy piece of software. So running those two at the same time, you might run into a little bit of a problem as is. Now, when you add in Minicam or one of these other screen capture pieces of software, I don't know. It depends on your PC. If it's bleeding edge, cutting edge, top notch, you might get away with it. But if it's a Dell Optiplex from 1997, just drop that idea right now. I'm exaggerating because I don't think ProPresenter 5 would run on such an old PC. But if you're running a 3 years or older processor, and I don't mean you bought it 3 years old ago, I mean the processor was released 3 years ago, I don't think that it's going to be able to do that. So that's what I would be concerned about in your case. If it was, like, if it's a Core 2 Duo, that's probably too slow. You probably need at least an i9, just so you know. That's not based on experience of trying this. This is just based on experience of running PCs with those kinds of processors. You're going to need a bunch of RAM. A solid-state drive would probably help you. So basically, you need everything as beefy as you can get it. And at that point, it might be actually worth having just another cheap PC for either ProPresenter or encoding and offloading it. You know, if you have to do $500 worth of upgrades, it might be worth just spending $500 to $600 on a Mac Mini or something equivalent. So that's what I would suggest to you as well. Let's see here. Let's talk about this one. Kenny Dow on churchmedia.net says, "Hi, I have recently taken over our church's weekly newsletter after we refreshed our website. We currently produce a printed paper copy in MS Publisher and then create a duplicate copy in MailChimp to email. This works out okay, but is fairly time-consuming, and I've been tasked to try and streamline the process so that we can create one copy each week. I have tried printing directly from MailChimp with various settings, but it always ends up splitting a news item across two pages somewhere along the lines. What I'm looking for is if there is a setup for MailChimp I have missed or another system that can do what I'm asking of it. I have looked into creating PDF files in Publisher, and that's an option. But if I could, I would like to move to something that doesn't require dedicated software so that I can hand it back to the volunteers without any issues. Thanks." So, Publisher would work. I think my first thought is just do a like a summary of each of the stories and then a read more length that takes you to the PDF, or a click for a printable copy that takes you to the PDF. You're telling me that you have a printed paper copy and you want it basically to be the same for a screen version, an email version, and that to me says, well, there is something you can do. You could create it in such a way where you have two style sheets that are CSS, and the printable CSS style sheet is more printer friendly, and the web style sheet is more MailChimp or email friendly. The problem that you're going to run into is that mail clients need to be more, well, basically outdated, because you never know how someone's going to read this. You have to go down to the lowest common denominator. So you can't use the latest version of CSS. You can't use HTML5. Basically, instead of using divs, you're using tabled layout like we did back in 2002. So that's the downside. I suppose that you could still make it work. So I think maybe what you would do is create it in HTML and then just use the appropriate style sheet for printing and go from there. So it might be worth creating it on your website and having embedded style sheets for both, and then copying and pasting the appropriately styled email newsletter into MailChimp and going from there. So that's probably what I would recommend as a way to streamline it without specific software. You could do that all online. So, good questions. Let me double check the chat window and make sure that there are no questions there, and then we will wind this up. Okay, it looks like we're good. If you have any questions or comments, don't forget to head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact or leave them below this video. Either way is perfectly acceptable. The best way that you can help out this show is either by buying some of our training, and I'm about to kick off something really exciting in that vein, or if you want to help out for free, just leaving a review on iTunes, 4 or 5 stars, saying what you like about this show, or sharing us with others. If you share this show with others, you're really saying, I love what you're doing and I want more of it to happen. So feel free to do that, and that will help me do what I'm always telling you to do, and that is go out and change eternity. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.